Hey, what up, y'all? This is Astro Dim here to tell you about a dope ass cross promo sale that I'm having with my friend, the beautiful King Cootie Beloved, y'all. She is amazing. She has a whole ass apothecary on Etsy. Her oils, her witch balls, her resins, all of that. It's just, they're amazing. So definitely check them out because, first of all, they're awesome. Second of all, it's a sale, bitch. The fuck? But peep this, it's a cross promo deal, right? You spend $77 or more on a astrological or tarot reading at my store, astrodim.space, and you'll receive a 33% off coupon redeemable at Cootie store at etsy.com/shop/KingCootieBeloved. And then vice versa as well. So if you spend $77 or more at King Cootie's Etsy shop, you'll receive a 33% off coupon redeemable at astrodim.space. But listen, there's more, all right? New paid subscribers to astrodim.space online community will receive a 25% off coupon redeemable at King Cootie's Etsy shop. This is only applicable for paid subscribers and also new paid subscribers. It's not applicable for free subscribers, okay? Of course, in all these situations, you must show proof of purchase. The deal ends at March 25th, so jump on it. But wait, there's more. King Cootie Beloved is having a 25% off sale if you spend $44.44 at her shop. Again, 25% off if you spend $44.44 or more in her shop. Again, she got some of the best witchy products in the business, man. You got to jump on it. But wait, there's more. I, Astral Dim, am having a 30% off sale off of selected readings that I have. And honestly, it's most of the readings. There's only a few readings that I'm not having 30% off, but most of the readings are. And so, hey, man, you need to take advantage. You need to swing over to astrodim.space, you know, get that 30% off. And if you spend, again, $77 or more, you know, you get to have, you know, 33% off at King Cootie Beloved's. And then you go to King Cootie Beloved's, right? You spend, first of all, $44.44 more, you get 25% off. But then if you spend $77.70 more, you get a redeemable code that's 33% off of my stuff too. So then you know, the next time you feel like you need a reading, you can go over and use all the promo codes, okay? All of them. So definitely take advantage, y'all. It's a great ass deal, all right? What up, y'all? This is Astro Dim doing the new Mood in Aries podcast. I'm not always there when you call, but I'm always on time, baby. I'm so sorry for the lateness. However, although this is kind of like the probably last day of really feeling heavily the Aries moon energy. Aries moon energy is last until the next 2 weeks, until actually technically until the next month, to the next 4 weeks, right? Or until it's the Taurus new moon, we're going to feel the attributes of the Aries new moon, okay? It's just that it's really potent the first 3 days, right? But one thing to keep in mind is that during the new moon, you have to continue to take in and, you know, manifest with the Aries new moon energy. And then we're supposed to release with the Libra full moon energy. You get what I'm saying? Throughout the whole entire month, from start to finish, kind of, you know what I mean? And so we have to take in the new Aries new moon energy and manifest with that energy until it's Taurus new moon, and then do the same thing with the full moon until it's, you know, it comes from Libra full moon to Scorpio full moon. You feel what I'm saying? So although I'm a little bit late, the energy still applies. The energy is still important. And, you know, I need to still, you know, help y'all apparently. And that's okay. I'm glad to do it. All right. So, I hope you're interested in still hearing my perspective of the new moon energy. Okay. I hope so. And I'm sorry that I'm delayed. But let's go ahead and talk about it or whatever. Okay. So the Aries new moon was March 24th, 2020 at 5:26 a.m. 4 degrees and 12 minutes of Aries. And so as you noticed, right, this is a new moon. And so, you know, during new moon energy, we're supposed to manifest with this energy, take in. And then, and of course, full moon energy is supposed to release. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, let me actually just talk about like this moon in general real quick. Okay. So what does the new moon mean in general when it comes to like the astronomy of it all? Well, it's basically when the moon and the sun are like right on each other. Right. And the earth's it's not on each other, but like it's kind of like the sun's and the moon and the earth are like kind of aligned pretty much, right? Aligned in a way in which you know, the earth's shadow is covering the moon, the bright side of the moon. And so it looks like the moon's not in the sky. It is. Sometimes we can still see the outline of the moon. But you know, that's what's basically happening. The sun, the moon, the earth's aligned to a point in which the earth's shadow is covering the bright side of the moon. Okay. What does this mean astrologically? Well, that means since the sun and the moon are all aligned with the earth, that, the sun and the moon is actually conjuncting. And conjunction is basically when two, cosmic energies are like really connect to each other, or they're at the same degree. Okay. And in this case, you know, we're talking about the luminaries here, so this is really important, and it really affects the collective in a huge way. The moon represents our inner emotions, and the sun represents our self-expression, our conscious actions that we take. And so, you know, what this is actually saying is that we feel a certain way emotionally, and so we express it. It's almost like automatic. I feel this way, I'm expressing it. I feel this way, I'm expressing it, right? And with this particular new moon, you know, it's in Aries. And so Aries energy is the go-getter type of energy, you know? It's about taking action, being passionate about something and letting that passion, that motivation, that drive guide you into taking certain actions. You know what I'm saying? And so I would say that internally and externally, you guys, including myself, are motivated to take action based out of the passion or desire that we have, and we are expressing that energy freely. So if emotionally you are motivated to do something, you are going to do it. You know what I mean? And that's just what it is. And so if I'm like, I really, really want, I have this passion even to rest, believe it or not, I'm going to express myself in a resting manner. If I have this passion to go and exercise deep down in my pit, like in my soul, I really want to like get my summer body, I'm taking the action to do it. You know what I mean? And this is actually a beautiful timing to realize what your soul really wants, what your inner self really wants. Notice that, right? What your inner self really wants. Notice during this time that like your actual actions, because again, with the moon and sun conjuncting, we are expressing how we are feeling. All right. And so if you are taking certain actions and you're kind of confused, it's because that's what you really want to go for during this time. So it's kind of a good self-reflection type of situation, which makes sense because Aries is connected to self, you know. This makes all the sense. All the fucking sense. Really cool. So this, you definitely use this time to like reflect on what you did during the new moon and what you're doing now even. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, and plus this new moon is in the first decan of Aries, which is connected to Mars. And so we really are just feeling the passion to do something and doing it, even if it's not taking action. You know what I mean? That's what I'm really feeling. That's what I'm really feeling here. What I do suggest though is to be careful of being too forward and aggressive, okay? And be careful for being too self-involved as well. Always consider the people around you. You know what I mean? Allow your passions to guide you into what you need to do, but think before doing. Don't act too haphazardly, and don't be too forward and aggressive, because it can turn people off and scare them, okay? So yeah, I think that's really, really important. Another thing that I want to mention too is that this Aries energy is in 4 degrees. And let's just talk about the number 4 and how it's important. In astrology, 4 represents comfort, personal emotions, inner emotions, family, ancestry, things like that. So you may be connecting to that during this time and going forward and taking action based off those things. And tarot, 4 is connected to holding back, chilling, and being present in the current moment. In numerology, 4 is connected to trustworthiness, masculinity, strength, stability, dependability, productivity, punctuality, obedience, persistence, results over recognition, right? And being humble. All right, so that's the energy that you're working through at this moment, and that's inspiring you at this moment. How cute, right? And let's have a little manifestation talk as well. If the new moon is aspecting any of your energy negatively, don't manifest things that connects to that. Again, like if you, for instance, with Capricorn folks, right? If this energy is squaring your sun, don't manifest things connected to like sun energy. You know what I'm saying? But say it's trining your Mercury. Be like, oh, okay, so let me manifest things that make me express myself logically. Or let me think more logically, or to have some order in my room or something like that. You feel what I'm saying? So try to do that. You know what I mean? Be smart and look at all of your energy before manifesting with these moons. Okay. I'm telling you, it's amazing. It works grandly. All right. I don't know if grandly is a word, but we're using it today. All right. So, lastly, let's talk about, the aspects being made to the moon, this new moon. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Oh man, I was just looking at something about this research that I was doing, and I have the wrong info available, so I just have to make sure I have the right info available. Okay, all right. So let's talk. Okay, this new moon is going to be conjuncting Chiron. It's a lot of the same aspects that it was for the equinox energy, because the equinox is just literally, it was a couple of days ago. But yes, this is a great time to heal. A lovely time to heal, all right? Chiron in Aries is definitely connected to our childhood wounds. That is connected to self, right? And how we feel about ourselves, how we express ourselves. But it's definitely also connected to childhood wounds of people stopping your go. You know what I mean? And you allowing that even in your adulthood. So like, for instance, say that you were motivated and driven to do something, and you know, your parents or your peers were telling you no, no, no. Now, as an adult, you're always looking onto others to see if they are, you know, if you should do something, or maybe you care too much about what other people think, or maybe you don't do anything even though you really want to do it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't do, you have this passion and you don't work on it. You know, so this is a good time to not only reflect on that situation, because it's conjunct the sun and the moon, like you're directly feeling those childhood wounds of not really being able to do something even though you really want to do it. Connect with that energy and use that energy to manifest, to be able to do the things that you want to do, and to let go of those subconscious beliefs that make you feel that, hey, I shouldn't focus on myself as much. I shouldn't do what I'm passionate about. You know what I mean? Use this time for healing. Again, new moon energy is all about manifesting, bringing things into your life. And so, you know, allow healing into your life. And allow the better version of you to be into your life as well. And it's funny that during this Aries new moon on Chiron, we happen to be in quarantine and isolation and social distancing. So it's like we have to really face ourselves and face the situation of not being able to take action when you want to. You can really get deep into it and figure out, why am I so upset of social distancing when I know it's better for the collective? It's from when people kept telling me I shouldn't do something when I really wanted to, and how it really blocked my passion. Yeah, isn't that deep? Yes. So that's something that you should really consider. Okay, guys. This new moon is also squaring North Node and South Node, and so with this like whole ass T square happening here, which is really interesting. You know, I'll talk about it more in the depth for the other folk, right? Which is my cosmic gang. But, you know, usually aspect patterns, like I don't like to use doubled energy, where if there's energy in one end, there's going to be energy in the other. Such as North Node, South Node, or Ascendant, Descendant. Like, I don't like to add, or ICMC. I don't like to consider those T-squares, but I think it is really something that we should talk about, and I'm only going to talk about it with my cosmic gang, okay? But, Pete, what I think is really interesting is that, you know, again, this is, we're not healing the issues on why we want to take action and why we want to act haphazardly. You know what I mean? We're like saying, no, I just want to do it. I just want to do it. And you're seeing the collective still going out, not social distancing, and getting themselves sick. And it's because of this square energy. You know, what we really need to be focusing on, because this is like one of the last lessons of North Node in Cancer, like I mentioned before in the Equinox series, you know. Well, I did that for my cosmic gang, not for y'all. Again, like, we're supposed to be in the vibe of nurturing ourselves and others at this time, right? And sometimes staying away is what helps you nurture yourself and nurture others. And so this isolation is needed. However, with our South Node in Capricorn, we want to put ourselves out there. You know, Capricorn is connected to, you know, reputation, status, career, authority, having authority over self, control, not allowing people to tell us what to do, but in a way that's like not Aquarian, where you're just like anti-establishment stuff, but it's more like, all right, well, I don't want this person to tell me what to do, so I'm going to do things my way and put myself in a position to do things my way. You know what I mean? It's a way more safer version of the Aquarian energy. However, though, like what I'm basically trying to say is that, you know, with our South Node in Capricorn, we're really wanting to have more authority and control over our lives. And so we're doing just the typical things when it's actually hurting us. You know, and we need to be nurturing ourselves and others with our North Node in Cancer. So be careful, y'all. Like, don't protect your neck. That's the best way to say it. Like, protect your neck. Like, don't put yourself out there and get yourself hurt. All right? Yeah, that's the best way to say that. With the new moon sextiling Pluto, I think it's a great learning opportunity for us to be able to transform the authority within our lives. And we can do that by being inspired by the motivations and drives and passions from within and expressing those energies. In this way, we can allow transformation to happen in our lives and to transform our authority and control and career. So allow this isolation time to do that for you. This energy is also sextile Mars, the new moon. And so with that energy, I suggest you guys to, I think that with that energy, you know, you're learning to not just do, but you're learning how to execute better, having a goal, not just acting haphazardly, but being able to execute a plan a little bit better. You know, Mars is exalted in Capricorn, right? And so we're learning that, hey, you don't just do shit just to do it. You just have your passion about it. Let the passion be your driver, but then also have a plan for world domination. Not world domination, but have a plan to be able to execute things to finish your goal. That's why Mars and Capricorn is beautiful. You know what I mean? And so you're allowing this passion to really guide you with this new moon in Aries, and you're expressing it. But then when it comes to the actual actions you take with Mars and Capricorn, you're being smart about it, and you're thinking before doing, you're acting practically. So really, really dope energy. Another thing as well is that this energy is also sextile Aquarius. All right. And so we're learning through our authority figures how to move and take action. And I think it's going to be kind of it's not going to be that a harsh lesson, but it's going to be like honey, like that. And I think that has to deal with the social distancing. But again, like we're learning to have a more authority and control over our placement and our responsibility to the collective during this whole Saturn Aquarius energy. And we're learning what actions to take to be more responsible to the collective. And it's starting right now with Capricorn, with Saturn at 0 degrees Aquarius. It's kind of like laying the whole thing out on, okay, we're showing you the first example on how we need to be responsible for the collective. And it's just a learning process with us. Remember, sextile is harmonious, yes, but it's a learning harmonious lesson, right? And so we're learning, hey, if you know we have responsibilities and we take certain actions that could hurt the collective, let's work in a better way. And so, you know, this makes me think, that's the end of the aspects that I talked about, but this makes me think of the tweet that I wrote. I wrote a thread about my Aries new moon prediction. And so I'm just going to pull it up and read it off to you guys, just in case you didn't catch it. Hold on one second. And you can kind of see what I mean on how it all connects, right? Aries new moon prediction. Sorry, I'm typing it in here. And if you don't, follow me at TheAstroDem on Twitter and at @The_AstroDem on Instagram, okay? I would appreciate it. Doobity boop boop boop. Okay, Aries new moon prediction. People are going to continue to not socially distance themselves, and something is going to happen that's going to smack folks in the face and make them realize that they need to. Like most people who went to a particular bar or event will get sick or something like that. Or maybe people want to go to work or make business moves, but they end up getting others sick or something similar. The new moon is squaring North Node, and we need to learn to not be, to not only be considerate to ourselves, but others. It will be one of the last lessons of the North Node in Cancer placement. What's igniting this, you ask? The new moon on Chiron is making us have cabin fever and FOMO, making us feel like we can't take actions based out of our passion and desires. This might cause extra policing and enforcing by authority. Be careful and safe, y'all. But I really feel like this will leave as fast as it comes. Shit will get back to normal in late April or mid-May-ish. New moon in Taurus might be a little weird, though. All right. So, yeah. That was my little spiel with that. Hold on one second. Yeah, so that's my little spiel on that. So That's how I'm going to conclude this new moon energy. I know it's pretty short, but, you know, what I'm going to do is talk about the aspect patterns happening that happened during the new moon and how it's going to be affecting us. Of course, I'm going to talk about the fixed star energy, because a fixed star is conjunct in the new moon. And then I'm going to talk about the new moon in each house, how it affects you natally, blah, 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 blah. Okay. But I hope this was helpful. Let me know if you have any questions or whatever. Hit me up. Okay. And bye.